Leopoldina? Is that you? Sometimes the spirit of Emperor Franz I of Austria's daughter wanders through the Augarten, revisiting the place where she said a fond farewell to her homeland and to the carefree life she had enjoyed here. On May the 13th, 1817, in Vienna, she was married to the heir of the Portuguese throne, Dom Pedro, whose proxy was Leopoldina's uncle, Archduke Karl. 2 weeks after the wedding, a grand celebration was mounted for the future empress at the Augarten. Pedro was waiting for her in Brazil. When she arrived, they immediately fell in love, made music together, danced, laughed, like characters in a fairy tale. But then, handsome Pedro turned out to have a wicked temper. Leopoldina was left more and more on her own, and he abused her.
Oh, come on, don't dramatize it all so much. Although I had a sad end, I also had good and productive times in Brazil. But you're right, when I think of my farewell in Vienna, yes, then I really was happy. Surrounded by my family, people I loved, art. What a lavish celebration! May I quote the article from the Wiener Zeitung? Where is it? Blah, 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 blah. Ah, here it is. With extensions and decorations, the Portuguese ambassador cast a magic charm over the Augarten, transforming the buildings into temples and places of pleasure that embodied all that has ever been written about the world of fairy tales. It goes on and on. New entrances and portals were created, and new halls and corridors, so that the building was joined directly to the magnificently decorated and illuminated gardens. Inside and outside, everywhere, taste, art, and majesty were combined into one, in a fusion of the most perfect harmony, and it was all immersed in an illuminated sea of fire. Ah, yes. That's just how it was.
But unfortunately, it was raining outside.
Oh, why are you being so negative? Who has ever had anything against rain? Inside, we were served the finest food on silver gilt plates, and there were Brazilian dances, specially composed by the master of the court music. A huge round marquee was put up, 27 meters high, with thousands of lanterns and flowers everywhere. There was dancing, and everyone was in the best spirits. The carriage didn't come to take me home until 2 in the morning.
And then the happy Leopoldina turned into the sad Leopoldina.
Oh, do stop. Although, I have to admit, yes, it was a turning point in my life. I didn't know Dom Pedro from Adam. The whole business of my marrying the heir to the Portuguese throne was an intrigue arranged by that dreadful man Metternich. What a calculating monster he was. Yes, he was. And now I can say it out loud because I'm dead. Brazil was so exotic. And in our family, we were all madly keen on botany and zoology and mineralogy. For me, it was more than just a hobby. The plants in Brazil, oh, you could hardly believe it. Some of the plants made it to Vienna, but it was more difficult with the animals. When I think of all the tender, loving care we lavished on the Brazilian plants and animals, passion flowers and begonias, parrots and monkeys.
And on that evening here, tender, loving care was lavished on you.
Yes, it was. But not just on me. 2,000 guests were treated to something that was perfect. The fairy tale scenery that had been created was so wonderful that we opened it up for people to look at for 1 florin per head. And the proceeds went to the poor and the needy. There, behind this wall, where there's now a museum for our porcelain, that was where I sat, with my father, my dear stepmother, and all the others. I'd like to go in to see what it looks like now. The same place, 2 centuries later. I wonder if one can still feel something of our presence. Something of me.
Well, something of you must be left, Otherwise, you wouldn't appear as a ghost here.
Well, you may be right. Thank you for listening to me. Maybe I just had to tell someone my story. Anyway, I accepted my fate. Go into the museum and try to feel my presence. I'll leave a bit of myself around. And now, I bid you farewell with a sprig of flowering jasmine. Adieu.
As you have carried on listening to the Empress of Brazil, she would like to read something out to you. It is her letter of farewell to her husband Pedro. Leopoldina was 29 years old when she died. Her marriage was something between breathtaking adventure and sheer tragedy. Shortly before she died, this is what she wrote.
Beloved Pedro, I am leaving this world. I still have to get used to this feeling of lightness. We will come together again, Pedro. We'll find new words. Everything will be different. We promised to be faithful as husband and wife, but really, we should have promised to try harder to understand each other. I'm being wafted out of Botafogo. Nighttime has come, heavy with the sweat of fond embraces. I've persuaded Father Wind to help through the first confused hours. He's going to blow up a mighty storm and lift me into the white of the clouds, spin me round on the crests of the waves, and carry me off into the thousand greens of the forest. There I'll dance in the morning rain, dance until I see all the colours glow and shimmer. I was a poor soul when I arrived here, immature and blinkered in spirit. But the poison of the heat invigorated me, gave me strength, and bitter experience taught me to scream my heart out, curses of vengeance and sobs of passionate desire. The huge jasmine trees with their white and reddish-yellow blooms are casting their fragrance around me like a net. Almost 10 years of bitterness and laughter have made me into a mature woman. And now I've reached my goal and have become part of everything here. Pedro, I will come back. I will never tire of coming back.